I do enjoy those memes from people like walking around Home Goods or a TJ Maxx or something like that on 99.7 HX, where they're like, I think you did that with your daughter, didn't you?
Yes, we sure did, because we found a skull with an ice cream cone, like a hat.
Yes. Do you have a raccoon that's maybe pushing a grocery cart that has maybe stalks of corn in it?
Oh, yes, we have a couple in stock
right over here. Yes, exactly. But this is a setting, the bar story, that just takes place in a Home Goods.
Okay, that's an example of what not to do, Billy.
Billy, if you can manage to make it through the day without stripping down in the Home Goods to show people your goods, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, no, that's frowned upon. That is frowned upon in every single way.
I don't really expect to go into Home Goods and see some naked man in the middle of the aisle.
No, yeah. You do not expect to see that. You do not want to see that at all.
That is, sums it up.
Nobody
right there.
Nobody wants to say that.
Yes.
Yeah, no one wants to see it at all.
By the way, when police got there, because obviously that's going to happen.
Sure.
They asked him why he did it. He said his clothes had started smoking and that the bicycle he was riding was smoking as well.
Had to come in and buy some new clothes? Was he look like he's shopping for new clothes?
They never found a bike. Oh. If he did have one.
Or the smoking clothes.
Right. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, Billy needs a little help here.
Sure.
This is a setting the bar story where, you know, even though the store says Home Goods, doesn't mean that you go there and act like it's your home and show them your goods.
I don't know if they have it printed on the door, but they should probably have a, you know, no shoes, no shirt.
No service. That's right.
Yeah. No, people just don't need to see that.
Nobody needs to see that, Billy.
Nope.
Billy, nobody needs to see that.
You keep your goods covered.
That's right. That's your State of the Bar story.